Wayne Smith joins us now. The GM, he's busy. It's not easy for him to squeeze us in when he's got a lot of other things going on.
Appreciate
What's
it.
Up, Wayne? Good morning, man.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, good to man. See you.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, got to keep it moving, don't you?
Moving.
Last time we saw you was the Arkansas Derby. Congrats on a new
Thank
record.
Thank you.
73,000.
Crazy.
And this weekend, one thing I'm excited for you guys, you got good weather. My gosh, you guys have had enough bad weather breaks that
right.
It's a consecutive weekends with good weather.
Yeah, no, we're very happy about this weekend.
Yeah.
And obviously, Sports Hall of Fame tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And Apple Blossom tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to give you credit. You know, you're like me, you're a go-getter, and when you see something, you're going to keep trying. And you've been able to get the Broyles Award over here, which is the Broyles Award loves it.
Yes, thank you.
It's a no-brainer. And then getting the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Again, it's a perfect place to do it. Came to the reception. I didn't see you at the reception last night. Did you?
No, actually, we were the presenting sponsor for Arkansas Kids Read.
Gotcha.
And so that was up in Little Rock. They had their banquet.
Oh,
so
cool.
We kind of divided and conquered. So
yeah.
A couple of us went up there.
Yeah, tonight you'll have right at, a little under 1,000 people there for the Sports Hall of Fame banquet tonight, and it will be a tremendous dinner. And Louis Sella, one of your own, going in tonight.
Yeah. Louis Sella and
Dwayne Lucas, too. I need to mention that.
Unfortunately.
Well,
but that it took so long to get him in there. But.
And I was making the comment earlier. I think, that, of course, you're involved. You're on the board of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I think it's important that, and I think that's the attitude now, is get people in. Just let's get them in so you're not waiting until it's too late, because you want to do it with a family. You can enjoy it with your family.
Correct.
So I love the fact that instead of waiting for Louis Sella another 10 years, he's been here. We got nine is the chairman. The correct word is it president?
No, he's the president.
Yeah, president.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You could have waited another 5 or 10 years, but why? Let's go ahead. This thing, the Oakland's at its peak, and it's why wait another 5 years? He's doing. He's already accomplished. He's just adding to it. Why not go ahead and honor now where family can be involved in that? Kind
agreed.
Of
stuff. Agreed.
Yeah.
I don't know. His father was inducted in
18.
In 18.
No, so, no. I'm sorry. 2008.
2008. Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't know how many father and sons are.
That's a great point.
In the Hall of Fame, but this is a special time.
661-1037. Pop us a text if you can think of another father son combo or sibling. Well, I know the sibling combos probably there might
in the Arkansas
in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. What are the guys at Dickie Stevens the brothers there?
The Bill Dickie?
The Dickie brothers.
The Dickie
right?
brothers.
Isn't there two Dickies?
Make
up your own joke. I don't know. But, that is
easy. Easy, Roger. I can see his head spinning.
That
way
hamster.
To go, Pat.
Back off, hamster. Back off, hamster.
I'm trying to think.
Post time today is 12:45. That's the same way every day for the rest of the week.
For the rest of the meet.
Somebody asked, too, we're talking about all the things you can do here. You can watch the Masters. You can watch baseball tonight. You can watch softball. You can still go get, lay a bet down.
Yep.
All those things happening under one roof.
Correct.
Yeah. And so somebody did ask about concerts. You got any concerts coming up? You want to tease us
a little Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
May 1.
That's, a few tickets left for that. And
I'm sorry. I'm still backing up on the other thing. Are you talking about siblings or father-son?
Either one.
We assume Billy Ray Smith, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, father-son?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's a good one.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Surely
daddy's in it.
Well, no, they both got to be.
They have
Billy Ray was a two-time All-American.
The Henrys? Is there some Henrys in there? Is there a couple of Henrys?
Not Mark. I don't think Mark.
You would know those.
Yeah.
The Allen Brothers.
Oh, Jerry Jones? And Stephen Jones.
Both sisters
there's all three of them.
Okay.
Who'd you say, right. Todd?
Todd,
who'd you say, Todd?
The Allen Brothers.
No, they're not in the one of these days they might could be, but the
you were talking about already in the Hall of Fame. My
apologies. Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, yeah.
You know who might know it?
Who?
Wally Hall.
Yeah, right. So obviously Wally was here last night.
Well, the greatest journalist.
Wayne,
he's unbelievable.
Remind me, Wayne, what year did you? I should know this. What year did you start here?
16.
Yeah. So and he started in. Lewis began in 17.
Lewis became the president,
but he was
involved with his dad for years.
How many years before that?
Years.
Okay.
I
think, Wayne, for me, as somebody who's been in organizations, I think to be successful, you got to have good leadership.
Yep.
Number one. Number two, you got to have good people. And so that's one thing that you guys have had here. You know,
it's good people.
Eric Jackson, you, great hires.
I wouldn't say I'm the best leader, but I will tell you that.
you're a good leader.
The team is the best. Well, there's no better team.
And hiring good people.
You're very, very fortunate.
And then you've got to have good leadership at the very top. I always believe it starts at the top in an organization.
Absolutely. It's been a good ride. The last 10 years, it's been pretty remarkable what we've been able to do here.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, we were talking. It's hard to believe that with this show we've been coming over here 22 years, and I have, and then Roger and I in previous shows, Roger with Tommy and me with another.
Well,
show
I've been for 16 with you guys here.
Yeah, 16
show.
Here this show, and then we were Tommy here and a previous a few years. So we've been coming over here 25 years doing shows over here.
So
is that crazy?
Wow, so about 17 years of those, you froze your butts off over by the paddock, right. And then old Wayno comes and takes you guys.
You did. The funniest thing about that is Wayne goes, what? Why
exactly.
Why are you guys over there?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, they just put us there. Yeah, and then they go.
See, that's the thing that kills me is that that's the way we've always done it.
Bingo.
Absolutely. I think the reason was, the thinking was, we could see the horses when they would come in. The problem is, when that door would come up, we've got a picture of me and Wally, when Wally used to do the show with us, and Tommy, this was before Roger, I think, and then Terry Wallace would come out, and we were literally, we had jackets with hoods on.
There's several with us, too.
It was so cold.
Well, and the other part of it may have been that, you know, once our show was over, then the other show that's here, you know, would they have been in here as well? Because people started setting down at that time, but you would have fixed
it. They could have put you inside the casino door, we did initially.
We did some casino, which were great. I enjoyed doing those shows.
Yeah.
Our listeners are so smart. Do you see?
I did.
They're so smart. Yeah. Okay, so a couple others. So, first of all, Walt and Buddy Coleman.
Yeah.
Of course, Buddy was a very big race man over here.
Really?
Yes, before your time.
Yep.
Well-known Coleman Dairy. And he's had a box there in the middle of that, you know, your finish line probably for 70 years, something like that. But both of them, I would imagine, are in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. That's one. How about the Nuts?
Yep.
Houston Nutt. I wonder if Houston Nutt Sr., as a coach, is in there. You know, he was famous, Wayne, for coaching the deaf school.
He's got to be in there. It wouldn't be his brothers, would it?
That's a good question too, Roger. I wonder if any of the brothers would be in there. That is a good question. Let's see here. Greenbrier School District reaching out. Yeah, listen, I see you on there. We will connect if you want to honor all your folks there at Greenbrier. 661. Here's another one. Mike Malham Senior and Mike Malham Junior.
Sure. Sure.
There's a good chance that both of those are in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Huh. You know, Wayne, you also, too, Dwayne Lucas.
Yes.
And I just hate that we didn't get him in. Just passed, what, 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
No, he passed. He passed
6 months.
It was during the summer. Yeah.
Has it been that?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Time flies. Yeah. But within this year.
Yes.
And so you wish, and he was really had been in good health up to, you know, that last year, right?
Yeah, he did well here.
Yeah.
You know, he left here, and then but he was in good spirits and good health when he left.
Yeah. So and then of course you also have, from an Oakland standpoint, Eric Jackson is in.
Yes, Eric Jackson.
Yeah. Is right. And then I would imagine Pat Day. If I had to guess, Pat Day is in based on his whole racing career.
Yeah.
But synonymous with Oakland.
Correct.
Too.
Correct. The next one we were trying to get is John Court.
Is that right?
He was here for forever.
Well, I think it's smart because people, you know, forget that this is, you know, sometimes they think, well, horse racing is different than, it is a sport. It is, and you've got jockeys riding horses, and there's a skill to it.
As Arkansans know, they love horse racing.
You betcha.
Just the Derby will tell you that.
I tell you, another guy who called me the other day, he's got a big event coming, he said, we need to be in the, and he could have a legit point, Michael Todd. You know, the world champion arm wrestler.
Sure.
If you're a world champion at what you do, I wouldn't even mind if somebody, for example, if you're the number one in the darts.
The darts.
If you're number one in a skill in the world or the country or this, I'm open to taking a look. You know, obviously not the traditional sport, but certainly do that. Let's take a break. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody's trying to get me here, Roger. You see that? I see you there, 520. I see you, 520. You're not going to get me this morning.
Let me see.
People trying to get me to say things, Wayne, that would come back and bite me. I don't know.
I got to give it to you, 520. Rainwater will fall for it. Do it to him later.
We want to apologize, Wayne, because I'm sure you've heard that we almost came to the fisticuffs with Bo and Chuck.
Oh, did you?
They got a little loud, and we got chest to chest, and we all worked it out. So we got Chuck on the show here a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
He was nice about it. But, you know, that's what happens. You bring in these two powerhouse shows.
Yeah, know what? But there's still only one.
Yeah, that's right. Morning Mayhem.
Thank you, guys.
If you got a question or comment, 661-1037. Proud to be here back at Oakland. Only got a few shows left over here for the racing season.
It's unbelievable.
You said 14 race days left.
14 race days, four weekends.
Yeah. Have you been happy with the way things have gone this year?
Very much so.
Yeah.
We're going to change up the schedule here soon.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting.
Good.
We're glutton for punishment is what we are.
But I give you credit for not just saying we're not going to move. You're trying to find the best things to
maximize. 4 days a week were a little bit more than what we needed to do.
Well, the 4 days a week, the new entry into the Breeders' Cup and all that, all those new things are coming, but you are staying away from New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, you're not racing.
Are you still? Unless?
No, New Year's Day we are.
You going to do it?
That was the day after New Year's Day.
What was it last year?
What was the day that you said, remember?
No, it was the day after the Derby.
No, I think you did.
I thought it was the New Year's Eve thing.
You did have to do it. That was the deal. Whose smart idea was it for us to be racing after New Year's Day?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's the one you need to tweet.
Yeah, it was the Derby. This year we didn't race after.
Smart the Derby, that's right.
And right now I think we're scheduled not to do next year as well.
All right.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
I love it.
I saw Wayne, whose idea was for us to be racing after?
It was big.
New Year's Eve.
Hey. Next year, 75,000 people. That's our goal.
That's what.
I want to try to get 80, but 75,000.
You got to build a bigger tunnel. All right, don't go away. 746 live at Oakland.